It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, how do you like choice? That's the question. How do you like your fascist nation? That's what you're becoming. Subject to the state. You know, life is fascinating. During World War, well, before World War II, from 1928 to 1936, Churchill wasn't allowed on the BBC because they thought of him as a rabble rouser, and offending Hitler. That's the nature of the left, and God forbid if you slide too far to the left, you become what we call a leftist. Or you become opposite, but the same. If you go around the world, if you take two different directions, one goes east and one goes west, and you go around the world with politics, where you meet at the other side of the world, it's the same devil. So, socialism becomes communism. It becomes fascism. Speed reading. Do you see the insult? Do you see the insult of speed reading? What an outrageous thing. And people look and they sort of laugh at it. It's not a joke. It is an insult. No one stands up and says, this is outrageous, this has got to stop. We don't know what to say. This is like shocking that, you know, Congress does a thing like this and speed reads so you can't understand a single word, then passes it, and you sit there and do nothing. I was watching Glenn Beck today, and he did a real fine show. But he pointed to the Iranians fighting for just a little bit of freedom, how much they're risking. We've had freedom. They're in the streets. And he said, why aren't you in the streets? No, because gutless. You're not unified in your minds and spirits. Too many different religions, too many different opinions, too many different ways of looking at things. You're too obsessed with your securities, and you don't know how to sacrifice those securities for true freedom, because security is, in a kind of freedom. It's a freedom from responsibility. And so many people live in that world of eating too much and drinking too much and finding security to pacify their mind or their soul to how can I say it? They don't know how to deal with the little things of life. And because every day of your life you've never hardly ever dealt with anything correctly, hardly anyone. There's always a small percentage of people that do very well. But we're not talking about the exception, we're talking about the rule, which is most of you. And if you're alive, you're just reacting wrongly to something. If you're acquainted with stress, you don't have to be an expert to see a clear relationship that exists between stress and disease and mind and body and of course slavery. Servitude to your wife, servitude to sex, servitude to drugs, servitude to bullies. There's always a servitude to someone who's willing to rise to play that role to you. And service your servitudes. It's like government with welfare. They service servitude. Never thought of that way. Servicing servitude. Well, you're becoming serfs. Your money's not yours. They're stealing it from you. They're passing bills with speed readers. And we'll just look bewildered. Insulted. I was swimming today. And I got a phone call, and there's two towels on the side of the swimming pool. One very, very dirty and wrinkled, nice and the clean one I brought down for it. So she hands me, my wife hands the phone. She says, don't use that dirty towel. Use the clean one. That is what I call a continuous barrage of insults like you. I'm 5 years old. But this is taken to the higher level, if you like, or lower one, whichever way you look at it. There'll be a continuous barrage of insults and ignoring. You can speak up all you want. Try to speak up to your wife or a bully. You can't reason with them. They hate reason. They're laughing at you once they've got the power. So, what are you going to do? We need to discuss these things. Because right now, most of you are gutless. Sorry, but it's true. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
So, when are you gutless people going to take to the streets? I'm a bit old for that, and not that strong yet. But if I was to lead, and I could, there would be nobody following me. Actually, we should be of such a nation that we should be of such a temperament as a sovereign nation, people, which we're not. We've lost that understanding of our own history. We've lost the understanding of our own constitution. We don't know how hard fought for was our rights won. And we're just ego-tripping with drugs and marriage and divorce and illness and welfare, all kinds of things. It's like there's hardly anybody that's free. And if you are going to do something, you're going to get mad. You have to wait till you get mad. And then it's wrong. The adversary knows how to play with you. And it's a science with politics. It is social engineering. It's a science. This game has been played for the last 40 years, I know. I was the first victim of defamation. Yeah, you go to the blogosphere and you see all the horrible things about me. None of it's true. None of it. I'm a good citizen. I have a good family. I'm a good father. I don't commit crimes. I don't steal. I don't run around with other women. Well, that counts most of you out. I don't get upset over small things. I learn to be patient and forgive. I don't hold on to grudges. I look up for my family. My wife has never had to worry about someone knocking on the door for payment for anything. I have peace with myself, peace with the world, or peace with your conscience. Which is it? You can't have them both. You're either at peace with the world or war with your conscience. And there's a reason why, and we can go into that later on if you like. But if you make peace with the world, you have to keep giving more and more of yourself. It never works. Even Thomas Paine's book, Common Sense. I glimpsed of it. I didn't read the whole book, but I took a page here and there it was. You can't really bargain with your adversary. If they have the mindset, you can't bargain with Hitler, you couldn't bargain with Stalin, you can't do those things. Hamidjad, whatever his damn name is, you're not going to reason with him. His reason is the enemy. And for that reason, when the enemy gets inside you, then your reason, your common sense, are what you left behind to be at peace with the world. Capitulate. Under stress, pressure. This is a bit, now, I mean, a jump, make a big jump. This is what you see as a science, your the Democratic Party, which is fascist party. I've told you for years and years that's what it was. Now you see it, and maybe some of you don't. Some of you will enjoy the benefits of it. I get it. But make this huge jump. You see, that you it takes off the mask like marriage. It pretends to be something it isn't. And as soon as it, you know, you're married to it or you've elected it, off comes the mask right away. And there it is. And you're dumbfounded. And you're upset. Well, how does it control you? How, you young you ladies out there, maybe I can talk to you and put myself in your position. Your Prince Charming suddenly pulls the mask off. It seems so, the love affair seems so wonderful. He made you feel so good, so secure. You were caught up in the fantasy with him. You projected into him all the good. There was none there. But you needed that security, you needed that love. So you gave yourself to him. And that's a mistake. I mean, you shouldn't have needed all that love to begin with. You don't put people on the pedestal. You should make no other gods before me. And what did you see in the election? You had a rock star. You made it. You put have a man on a pedestal. And this is not was not an ordinary. This is not only an election. This was an election of a rock star, and this he's not a politician. He is God. He's like God, somebody you have on a pedestal and idolize. And everybody who is involved with that is a cult. And you cannot break people free from that cult. A lot of us feel deceived because we could be caught up with it in the wave, in the ripple, in the wake of things. It's easy happening, the excitement, the fanfare, the theatrics, the columns, the Greek columns and so on. It's all done because we have a mindset of, well, we even have a show called American Idol, where everybody elects some dumb numbskull who can sing a few songs and does nothing more and makes him famous. And we did it. We put somebody in the pedestal and we made someone great. And of course, we're greater. A woman puts a man on a pedestal and makes him feel important, makes him great. She's the God-maker, but she's greater than the God she makes. Collectively, we feel that way. In our powerlessness, we create our own God. Hindus, I know, they create their own gods too, I suppose. In different religions, they even worship snakes, the snake god. In some place, they worship private parts. I don't want to say which part, but they do. And so you can put anything on a pedestal. And the Bible says, very simple, you have no other gods before me, but you do, don't you? You even Christians are voting in such things as, American Idol. All of you do it. It's got all of you. It's a frenzy. It's an emotional state. And, of course, those people on the sidelines watching that see this rock star mentality, how we worship movie stars and they can do no wrong. Well, they do wrong, but we overlook it when they do wrong. Because we forgive our lesser God. We are the greater God, we forgive the sins of our lesser gods. And so because we want them to be our God, we're like God and the ones we elect are like Jesus, in whom we want to be well pleased, but we'll forgive our Jesus. It's not quite the same as what really goes on between man and God. So you can see how the social engineers have taken their whole idea of, personality worship. And so that he can get away with anything because, well, we put him on a pedestal. It's not an ordinary election. It wasn't. It was cleverly, beautifully orchestrated. Now, all of a sudden, you're married to it. I've often said, you can get out of a marriage, but you can't get out of it. You have to wait to elect a new president. But in this case, You've only got another 4 or 5 months, and then you've lost your country. If you don't do something now, you're paralyzed right now. I know that. Well, I wasn't paralyzed a long time ago. I'm telling you that the Democratic Party was had a Trojan horse in it, and most of them were bowing to the biggest bullies there. And the world is always ruled by obsequious dummies. It's always the buffoons, the mad people that rule everybody. And somehow, everybody bows to that. The person who is the meanest person, the craziest person, the most manipulative person, like Nancy Pelosi in the House, King Kong with bloomers, that's the one that rules. The reasonable person doesn't. The reasonable person doesn't want to rule. Why don't you give you a chance to unfold like a flower, like I do? Now do you understand? Now, how you get out of this? You don't. You die. You either out of your chair, and I don't know if it's sticking your head out of the window will do, like I'm sick and tired, I'm not going to take this anymore. You haven't got that long. By the time you get to that stage, it's already too late. I remember I said, I think maybe I said it in the opening of my program, I said I was swimming today. I wasn't sure how subtle it is. These people aren't subtle. But they can do things and get away with it, and you're confused because this is your rock star. This is the person you love. And he's doing such a thing like this, you can't believe it. You're married. You don't want to ruin your marriage. You're happy. You got what you want. You got change. Okay? You didn't consider which way it was up or down. Somehow you didn't consider it. It was never. Change is always things. You always think it to be good. No. It lied to you. They gave you the idea that it's good. But you, ladies, since I was talking to you, you do this with boyfriends. You put him on a pedestal. It's not any different. You make him a rock star, between the two of you. He's a god in your eyes. You put him on a Prince Charming pedestal. And you're the god maker for a little while, the greater than the god, and all of a sudden he wakes up and he's the bully. And suddenly you've given him the power to rule over you. And you're angry and upset. You're surprised. Why is he doing this? Why is he having a speed reader? Read the bill that's going through Congress and then sign it. Why is he insulting me like this? Why is he doing these things? Why is he mad with me? Why? You try to reason with him. He doesn't listen to reason. He doesn't have to. He's God. You've made him a God. You put your kid on a pedestal. You try to reason with him. But once he's put him on that pedestal, he's not going to listen to your reason. You've given him the power, ego power. You've given him that power. You gave Barack Obama power. You gave Nancy Pelosi power. You gave all those three stooges up, all the stooges up there power. And you delivered yourselves into future hell. And you've been ignoring me. I've been reasoning with you. You know what? I've been reasoning with you all these years, 50 years. I've been talking about this kind of thing for 40 years. And as it got closer and closer and closer, I began to call the shots exactly. I said, you lose your country. They're taking your kids away in school. You still sent your kids to school. There are a lot of people who, homeschooling. But it's a minority. The ones that went to public school, brainwashed, broken, addicted to booze and drugs and handouts. The jails are full, the mental hospitals are full. They're not any threat to the system that broke them. A lot of conformists, the ones that are broken, in a conformist sense, are rewarded. The bright ones, seeing things what they are, wandering the streets, smoking dope. Well, the people do recover. But you see where I'm going with this? Is that we need to recover from our shock and future shocks, because there's more coming, to the point where there's so many shocks and so many injustices that you'll be robbed of ever functioning, ever having a brain again. Even the best of us, we won't be able to function because we'll be. It's like the body snatchers. Remember the story of the body snatchers? In the end, there was just two people left, and everybody looked normal, but they were all snatched. And if you cried anywhere, in the end, those two were crying out, and the only people they brought to them were the body snatchers. No one could rescue them. In a sense, it's going to be like that. We're going to be a few people lost in a sea all alike. Everybody will have been compromised sooner or later because there's so many with so few left with any common sense. And they're silenced and put in jail or shot. You're going to look at that future very soon. I'm telling you, that's exactly what's going to happen. You're too passive here. You see it, what's happening immediately. You're married. They're up to their tricks. And you're complaining. Please, Mr. President, please. What do you mean, please, Mr. President? You think he doesn't know what he's doing? He does. He's taking a country from the inside. He's taking you down. The troops are next. I told you, the troops will be next. The hate the troops crowd, that's the same crowd. Hate the military crowd, throw eggs at as the veterans come home from the war. That's the crowd. They're already killing them in the VA by giving them pills and giving them treatments that common sense dictates that isn't treatment, and if they refuse the treatment, they let them go and sleep under bridges. That's the end of it. You veterans know what I'm talking about. They are killing you at the rate of, 150,000 have committed suicide from the Vietnam War. It's 12,000 every year. Now they're admitting to it. In 10 years, it'll be 120,000 suicides. Could have been treated. Well, we found a way. We have created a system of just a simple CD. It's called Coping Strategies, and Colonel Monaco put it together, put my materials and his materials in there, and it works. And this year we've sent out 26,000. We're solving that problem. The problem is easily solved if you have will to solve it. The government, business of government is government. That kind of business is government. At the very best, it is a pain in the you know what, and in the very worst, it's intolerable. You can hardly breathe. So I just want you to now understand that I want to help you not need your government, not need your health care. I've been through the health care system. I've been broken and crunched up and spat out. I've survived it. To tell you, I couldn't have learned all this from a book. I had to learn first experience. So this evening, and maybe other evenings if you're so inclined, I would like to help you not to need medical help, to live in such a way that 85% of your illnesses can be cured. 85% of your illnesses and your suffering, mental, emotional, and physical, and your the strife and the bad decisions you make, all of this goes away and you become a sovereign citizen. That's my goal. Do you want to be a sovereign citizen? But first of all, you have to find what that means. Right now, you're subject to the tyranny that you've erected. Not all of you have done that. The trouble is, over the years, this is a plan that has hatched out with social engineering. Over the years, it's been creeping, 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 and I was the first person to be defamed in the 60s. I didn't know what it was at first, and it took me a while to catch on. Why was my desire to help families and help people to become clear-thinking people with a simple technique, what was so threatening about that? They, whoever they were, you've elected them. They've now appeared from the underworld. But they've been lurking in the background, and they've been churned out. The lawyers, the left-wing lawyers, the left-wing doctors, the liberal doctors, and the liberal teachers, they've been churning out people in positions of power, but to confuse, to defame, to demoralize, not to educate and not lift. And I've seen it, and they saw me seeing it, and they came at me. I'm still here. And I want you to know, have you noticed all the damnable things that I've been saying? And you don't see the media coming after me, do you? You know why? Because now I'm not that tiny anymore. I'm not that small. I got some kind of power of my own. And I will welcome an opportunity to be spotlight in the media these days. See, there was a time that I couldn't speak back because the three networks were all socialist, communist. Yeah, I know that now. And you see New York Times and newspapers like that. They're all like, they had that power so that if you spoke up, if you were in their way, if you were bright, if you had perception, if they sensed that you knew what they were doing and that you'd be dangerous to awaken others, they'd pick on you. They picked on me right away. So if you look on the blogs, you can see all those lies from years and years ago. And so that keeps you from, that's what keeps you, many of you, you go to the web and you see horrible things about me, but there's horrible things about Sarah Palin too. But they've been there longer. None of it's true. They deal in lies. They're deceivers. They're cheats. They're thieves. They're rogues. That's your government. Now, the right-wing part is what Republicans are guilty not of the doing of it, but in not like being a weak father and not standing up and saying no, but going along to get along. So even though they're in the majority, the little minority over there conquered them. The woman, the 120-pound witch, conquered son of witch. See? In other words, in the family it's the same way. If you understand the technique of nagging and irritating and doing things, I was going to give the example of what happened today, and I already gave it earlier, and I think I've given it once again this part of the show, but I'll say it again. I get a phone call. My wife rings me the phone. There's a dirty towel on the side, a really dirty one, on the side of the pool. Really dirty. I brought my own clean one right next to it. I had my glasses there. And she hands me the phone. She says, don't dry your hands on the dirty towel. Use this one. Well, she know I brought... That is... Now, you imagine hundreds of thousands of things like that talking to you like you're 5 years old. Like she knows what's... But she doesn't know she's doing it. And if I didn't know better, those things would be... I'd see it. I wouldn't understand what it was. At first, I'd overlook it, think it's silly. But then it gets worse. If you don't address it, it gets worse. It gets worse and worse. But you stand up, and they don't see it. They wonder why you're so angry. It's just a petty little thing. There's thousands of them. That's why you have mental illness. That's why when men kill their wives, or wives kill their husbands. They feed each other's madness. And you're going to feed yourself to this madness. And unless you listen to what I have to say, go to my website, FHU.com, and get the CD. Don't all rush at once. I am being a bit sarcastic. Don't rush all at once. I can help you overcome your problems. But you got to be willing. You can lead a horse to water. You know the old saying, but you can't make it drink. So I can show you where it is inside you, what's missing, so that you could be united with your Creator in a special way and with each other, like-minded people, which I hope you all, many of you are. There's only a small number of people ruling us, but we're bewildered. We don't understand. It's like dealing with that wife or that crazy husband. See? Anyway, I'm Roy Masters, and I'm still waiting for an intelligent person. I don't want to take this one here. We've got one of these calls. I don't want to talk about... I want a brand new person calling in for the first time saying, hey, I hear what you have to say. This is my problem. We'll be right. Okay, now, Here we are again. Let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. Dismiss that call. I don't want to take that call. There's just one call waiting, and I just don't want to just belabor the point. I'm trying to make a point. Throughout the broadcast, you'll hear it over and over again, that resentment is a hypnotic emotion, and the intimidator is aiming at that weak spot called resentment. And just freeze frame that for a little bit, because unless you address that, you cannot cure anything. You cannot cure your marriage. You cannot cure your mental state. You cannot help your children. You can do nothing. Even the word resentment is not, you've found nowhere in the Bible. I found it one place in the Bible, and I forget where it was. I was just, wow, there it is. But resist not evil, for example, should be resent not evil. Even there, it's mistranslated. What do you mean, resist not evil? Of course you've got to resist it, but then it doesn't make sense. But resent not evil, that does it, because the adversary wants you to be resentful. That's why they behave that way. And that's why they don't care whether you get upset or not. They don't care. Now, that's being strong without being wrong. Did I get to you? A little bit. Resentment. Freeze frame it. Now, the sole purpose of the CD is to help you transcend their ability to go beyond what is you consider human. Transcend what you consider human and what you consider normal, which it isn't. That's a big mistake to think resentment is normal. The enemy adversary knows the target is that you really believe that and you have to be upset to function. And once that happens, you're finished. You can't stop getting upset. And you turn around and hurt others, to do to others. You become them or a slave of them. So resentment, now that's what, you go to my website, FHU.com, and download the CD. Now, when you go to that website, there's two things going on at once. And pick one. You can listen to a Sunday morning talk. You can watch it on video. Those of you who have membership, free membership, can watch it on high definition, full screen. Those of you can watch it on the screen, which is big enough, and you can watch it. It's 2 hours long. You don't have to watch it for 2 hours. Or a radio program. It's always there for you. And we'll change it every now and then. If we've got a real good one, we put it up there for new people. Just click on it and listen. It comes right on. And there's also a place where you can download the CD before you listen to it or after you listen to it, whatever. And it's only $5 minimum. It's a donation. Put in what you want. That will teach you, show you, that you have the power to overcome the overcomer, the intimidator. If you can learn to endure cruelty and injustice without getting mad, angry, but get strong without being wrong, we won. They advance through your failure to do that. FHU.com. FHU.com or 800-877-3227 tomorrow, business hours, West Coast time. We'll be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I have been reading of little bits and pieces every night from a book that I rarely have even mentioned. It's called The Secrets of a Parallel Universe. It's absolutely loaded. It's good stuff. But I don't want to go into the psychological just for a moment. I'll be waiting for my calls and then I'll take my callers. But I want to help save you. Not save you, that's a very bad, but help save you from the medical system, which is going to be disastrous because you're going to get worse instead of better. You're not going to... That's bad enough now. Even the treatment itself, doctors themselves do not know. If you have constipation, for example, because you're not eating right and you're blocked. You could have problems in every part of your body, even heart problems, and the doctor doesn't look in your butt or your scalp, excuse me, putting it that way, he should be looking. It affects the nervous system in a way that it can give you symptoms of heart attack. It can cause prostate problems and all kinds of... That place where you don't, where you eat whatever you want, and see the junk. I watch how people eat junk in restaurants. I say, oh my God, how can they eat that stuff? I mean, I'm so far back now in my understanding of things that I see people, they don't see what they're putting in their mouth. Just pleasure, 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 pleasure. One fork after another, fork full after another, so on. So, and then their emotions, and you get all that behavior patterns and drinking and smoking to get rid of. You see, it gets so tangled that you get sick and you get delivered into the hands. And in an ordinary system, in a noble system, people want to, the doctor will deal with you. You've got good doctors. You have good doctors, but there's more and more bad ones than good ones. Those kind of people that are turned out of those schools I was mentioning before, those socialist schools, there's like governments. They're not in the business of curing you. Nor are they taught properly so they can, and they don't know they're taught properly. They don't know they don't know. They've got a degree. They don't know that they're useful idiots. They don't understand it is so subtle, it's so buried, so hypnotic. And so what I want to do is give you some advice. Get yourself a blood pressure cuff, blood pressure machine, you know, one that you put around your arm in the hospital when you... That's the first thing they do is take your blood pressure. Get one of those. I think they're $25. Spend that money and take your blood pressure every day, and it says something's wrong. If you've got blood pressure, it's not the disease. Don't you ever believe anyone that blood pressure is a disease. Don't ever be treated as a disease. It didn't say you shouldn't bring it down if you can while you're looking for the cause of it. But if you dare to think of blood pressure as a disease... It could be a disease of stress, but it's still not the disease. It is the body trying to tell you something. And if you treat that symptom, and you may not know you have blood pressure, but that's what you have. It could be a silent killer. You blow your stack, and maybe you get rid of some of it, but once you start reacting, for example, you get upset and you go for a run to work off the energy. You haven't learned. You're guilty because there's a certain guilt with not dealing with things right and getting the energy to function as an animal, and you don't know what to do. You ever have full of anxiety. So some people smoke and some people may run down the beach. Well, pretty soon you find yourself running further and further down the beach, and then you drop dead from a heart attack because you're not dealing with the symptom. You're getting rid of the energy in the wrong way. You get rid of the energy by having a fight with your wife and taking your frustration out on your kids. Or going to a root bar and having a fight. That's not a good way to get rid of, you know, the blood pressure, but it will make you do those things. And so that blood pressure can be as simple as stress, but it gets more complicated than that. So you need a toolkit. You don't want to wait... You know, until you get really sick, and then they go to the hospital, and the first thing they do is to check your blood pressure, because they want to see what that is. And if you start to have one of those inexpensive gadgets, you can see your own blood pressure, and you should know what roughly normal is. And if you have blood pressure, immediately you know that you have a problem. You have to look for what the problem is. And now, mostly it's stress. But then stress is what makes you feel empty, and then you're full of anxiety, start to pop pills or eat too much. And then you complicate it with drinking, and then whatever. You see, it starts to get very, very nasty. And if you're a sensible person, and I didn't, years ago I didn't have blood pressure machines, who thought? Yeah. Then you need to get a kit to test your blood. Means the kind of machines, in case you, I don't know what to call it, but the kind of machines that people with diabetes have to prick their finger and put a little spot of blood on a strip, and you read your blood sugar. You need to do that too, because that will tell you that you're eating wrong, or, again, in addition to being upset, because when you get upset, you have blood pressure, and when you, I lost the trend of thought, but get one of those. And that way, you can tell that emotions can also create sugar problems, it can also create diabetes, but you complicate the diabetes emotional state, which makes you hungry, and you confuse the emptiness in yourself from being angry with the nearest you substitute that pain or emptiness in your solar plexus with the nearest physical equivalent, which is food. And so therefore, the food now complicates it. And all the wrong food, like the original sin. And you can't hardly eat it because it's got to give you more pleasure than ordinary food does, because the pain of your reaction has created so much anxiety. You need to be looking forward to each new bite with anxiety. If you look forward to a vacation, it's looking away from your problem. And then you find when you get there, the looking forward is better than having it. You can't wait to get home and wasted your money. And then you've still got the old frustrations and problems to face. So you've got to learn. If you get those two things, then you need to get some strips. I think Bayer makes test strips. And I think they're called Siemens test strips. And that you put it in the urine. And it tells you 10 different things, whether you have an infection, whether your pH is right, whether you have nitrates or bilirubin. Bilirubin is trouble with your liver. You will know these things instead of waiting, not being totally ignorant until it's too late, you're in hospital. You'll have the warning signs for you to say, now what is wrong here? This isn't normal. You become your own doctor, and you can prevent the disease. And dollars to donuts, 20 to 1, it's emotional. I mean, 85%, I should say. 85%, you have an emotional base. And until you get rid of, until you to understand that emotional base and clear that up, you're never going to get better, ever. You're not meant to be an emotional creature like a dog, subject to people's conditioning, subject to the world. That's what I said in the first place. You know, are you at peace with yourself, at war with God, peace with the world, and at war with your conscience? Or are you at war with yourself, or are you at peace with yourself and war with the world? You'll always be. I'm always at war with the world. I'm at war with you right now. You're getting irritated with me. All I'm doing is saying, you're idiots, you're fools, and you live a life and you figure that, well, the government will take care of you, but more important, the more sophisticated of you don't realize that you think that when you're paying in your Social Security, that you're going to have health care. But no, they'll make this fascist government is going to make you sicker. They're all in place to make you sicker. Or more sick. And it looks like they're treating you. Incompetence is everywhere. It's not just incompetence. It's they're trained to be incompetent. Like the school teachers are trained to be incompetent. You wonder why the schools are so bad. They've never been so bad. We're probably the worst in the whole world. Pretty close to the bottom of the list. It's all designed to dumb down your children. I mean, you don't look at it. You're too selfish, too busy with work, and to have two chickens in every pot, two for cars in every garage. No, it's all this is socially engineered. No fault divorce. They create the anxieties that you fight. The devil's on the woman's doorstep, always teasing and tempting until the man blows his stack. No fault divorce means man's got to be more careful about saying anything. Might as well not be married if it's no-fault divorce. Why bother? See? You want to do the right thing, don't you? Yeah. well, you can divorce, but you can't divorce this government. And I warn you, and I've been warning you over the years, and I've been right all along. I've been telling you ahead of time what's going to happen. Those of you who've been listening to me, I've told you ahead of time, and you notice the media has been very quiet about me for a long time because I'm too close to the core of it. And if I get notoriety, I get to be on talk show hosts because I've got lots of friends out there. See? And although they won't have me on right now, I don't want to go right. It's not time. I'll be out there. And then I'll say things they can't say. But I say it in a way that will free you. Because I want to show you how to deal with what they're talking about. They see it. And they're flushing those rats out of hiding. But you still don't know how. You're stuck with having to deal with it. And that's scary to have something flushed out of the rat hole and go boo, and you still don't know how to deal with it. Key is dealing with it. But you've got to start with your wife and children. You've got to start with your neighbor. You've got to start with sitting still quietly and letting your conscience catch up with you and not running out of the room. That's why a lot of people can't sit still in a room. Blaise Pascal said what the Bible said, philosopher, I think 18th century. Correct me if I'm wrong. But he said this. He said, I perceive that all the suffering in the world, the problem in the world, has come from not sitting still in a room. He said, or the Bible says, be still and know I am God, and you ain't. And we're talking about egos. And we're talking about, I'm talking about at least, you're just listening, or you ran away, one of the two, about putting people on pedestals and how the media has created a culture of hero worship and personality worship. And that is why you were hoodwinked. And that's why you will stay hoodwinked and hooked to your hero, to your personality, who's now become monster. All right, we'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, here I am again now, ladies and gentlemen. Now, how many of you are hip to what I'm saying? And I say it right, I'm trying to be hip, and I'm not. How many understand that you should start now preventing the problems in your own life that other people you think will take care of? They won't be there for you. I've often said to my wife and my family, make sure the kids eat well, properly. But most of you don't know how to eat properly. You don't know what it is. The fog is the idea. You don't know what does what to what part of your body. I could show you that if people call our subject. But you expect that there'll be health care waiting for you because you can do what you like and take your pleasure where you will. And think that, well, I've got insurance. And maybe you do. And maybe you all have insurance. But you don't have an assurance that they're going to cure you. Or that they'll even, there'll be enough money for you. Or that you, because you're a conservative or you're bright, that's a way of letting you die. I've had it happen to me in hospital. Someone tried to kill me one time just by fixing the respirator so I didn't breathe properly. And my son came in and caught that. He saw me twitching my hand because I couldn't breathe in the recovery room. And he says, you know, my father's trying to say something. And he created a havoc there. Everybody came running. And sure enough, the nurse did that. Because there was controversy in the town I was in. And I was the object of controversy. And there were some people just don't like you. And they do things like that because that's how human beings are. They can and do. And nobody know any different. It turned me into a vegetable. So I'm telling you, Now, this is a war against an ideology. They want to take your freedom away. And it's not your friend up there in the White House. You're not the friend even of his friends. All right, well, call my office and get the CD if you don't have a computer to download it. FHU.com. FHU.com. I'll start taking some calls now. I can talk for hours to the wall. It's easier talking to the wall than people sometimes because people, you know, are much more dead than the wall is because they have a conscience and they deaden themselves. Wall doesn't do that. Be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883. 8883.
If I had not discovered all the things I've done, I had to learn to survive medicine. Now, my sickness came from swimming in the ocean and being poisoned, and there's a story that's 30 years of misery. But had I not, each time I went to a doctor, they were not able to diagnose anything correctly. Therefore, it went on to the next thing. And they always treated the thing they thought it was, and it wasn't. And by the time I was able to get rid of the cause, understand it was 4 years too late, the parasite had done its job. And so it was a living hell because their doctors, some of them are good. Don't get me wrong. But as time goes by, don't bet on it. See, the chances are they're turning out half-trained doctors, very carefully half-trained. They select the weak ones, the submissive ones. And you find most doctors are liberal. Not many conservative ones. More conservative ones have more awareness. They just... It's harder for them to jump through those hoops. And when they become conservative, it's later in life where they, they've got the experience, they've jumped through the hoop, and they've got a doctor's moniker. A doctor's stethoscope, but people do change. When they get older, things make more sense. They become more sensible very often, and that's how you get the good ones for the most part. But now let me take a call from Phoenix, and the number is 800-866-8883, and I just want to help you stay well, prevent. I almost forgot what I wanted to say. I would tell my daughter-in-laws and my daughter, make sure you feed your children properly, because when disease stalks, when the plague comes, it will take the weak ones, mentally and physically. Physical is very important. They have the right nourishment. It's too late to take vitamins and eat right when the danger is there. It's too late to be brave, when you need to be, when you haven't been brave before. You'll fold. You've got to practice your health. You have to practice your courage in the little things. It's made of little things. All the universe is made of little things. It's made of a little thing. Multiplied so one thing becomes everything and everything becomes everything else. And so you need to take that one step beyond. You need to sit quietly and learn who you are and who you are not. Now we're going to take our call. Vicky, hello. Oh, it's 3 minutes. I even messed that up. We'll keep Vicky on, would you? And we'll take calls in the second hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I've taken the whole hour up. And it's a listening show. But we're going to just finish it off with a summation. When are you people going to take to the streets? And I keep saying that, and Glenn Beck was saying the same thing. They're doing in Iran, and that's a dangerous regime. This one is not that dangerous. It's in the early stages of being very, very dangerous. And you can catch it while it's still young, while it's still weak, and cut the head off the snake, so to speak. Nip it in the bud. Churchill, you know, there wouldn't have been a Second World War if Churchill had been allowed to be on radio. But the liberals were offended. He thought of them as a warmonger. He wasn't. They were the warmongers. They tried to appease the adversary. And that's what you got. You got appeasers of those who are wicked. Appeasers of those who are evil. They kiss up to the wicked as if their kissing up was a kind of love that could convert them. You women do that to guys, don't you? Come on now. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Take to the streets. Start doing it. Start getting little groups and speaking out. You're going to find more people are siding with you. See it your way. See it that way. But you're too timid. You've been taught political correctness. Shame on you. Political correctness is communism. How can you be politically correct and call yourself a free person? Well, we tolerated it. I was going to have a scientist on. But he said, if I agree with you that there's no Big Bang, he says to me, then they hear me say this and agree with you, I become a heretic burned at the stake. I get on, get a job. He's a nuclear physicist. I was pre-interviewing him this afternoon. A wonderful guy. He says, you have something there. Something I don't understand what you're saying, but we agree on a lot of things, and you've got something there. And so, but he couldn't come on the show because he'd have to agree with some of the things I said, which are out of sync with the Big Bang group and the 11 string theory group, you know, the 11 universe theory people. It's even there, so science can't even advance. They've got the scientists looking as the Dark Ages. Look, they have a flat Earth group. It can't go beyond what they don't understand about gravity. It's missing. And I have the answer to that, by the way. And we'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website fhu.com. That's fhu.com. If you're a regular listener to Roy Masters' radio program, I want to tell you a story about an old man who came to a raging river, and he stopped and began to build a bridge across. He spent many years building that bridge, toiling every single day. And then one day, a young man came, and he said, "Old man, what are you doing?"
"I'm building a bridge."
And the young man said, "Why? You could have gotten across the river. Why did you stay to build it?"
He said, "Because I knew one day someone would come that couldn't cross this raging river. So I built it for you."
Roy Masters has been building a bridge for people for almost 50 years. He's helped to change this country in ways you will never understand or know. So if you appreciate the bridge that he's built, please help him keep building the bridge for future generations. Your donations to the Foundation of Human Understanding are tax deductible. Visit fhu.com or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday.